Call 314-567-GOLD.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
That's right, it's Monday. That's a little tech talk. You have a question? This guy has the answer, probably. Name is Jose Hernandez. He's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric home care stores. Here's how this works. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. You're going to call, and it's first come, first serve. We'll put your name on the screen, and once Jose has finished enlightening us and bringing us up to date on the world of high tech, computers, telephones, TVs, things like that, then you can throw your questions at him. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And when you go into the Oric store, be sure you tell them, and there's 7 of these stores, that you're AM and the PM. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm great. I don't have anything to throw out there except that it's spring break time, and I think this week alone there are 1.5 million college kids on spring break. And this is a weird thought, I know, but every year you see what essentially is the same footage. It's beer drinking contests and a lot of this. Woohoo! 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 Yeah! Woohoo! Girls in bikinis acting like they hope their parents don't see the video, but they're so drunk they don't think about that. And all I can think about, and this is the weird thought, with everybody so attached at the hip to their iPhones and their iPads, don't you know that right about now, every year, a lot of them get ruined by sand? I mean, I looked at all those kids on the beach, and I'm thinking, now, probably every one of them has an iPhone. You get a little bit drunk and a little sloppy. Next thing you know, you got salt water and sand all over your electronic equipment.
Or it's swimming in the pool.
Yeah. Well, most of them have.
Yeah, forgot my cell phone's in my pocket. Oh, man, it's ruined now.
The big thing is that, what's that cover for the iPhone? What's that called? That it's, like, supposed to withstand water and everything.
I didn't know they had a waterproof cover.
Yeah, they do.
That's a good idea.
I've seen little bags that you can, that are kind of like heavy-duty Ziploc bags that you can put your stuff in, like when you're going fishing.
Yeah.
So your stuff doesn't get wet. But I've never seen a case.
These kids get so drunk, though, that they, here's the other thing. I think last year, Panama City, they had over 800 arrests, and they're on track to have that many or more. I don't get something here. And then the cops are always talking about it's out of control. You want it there. You host it. You invite it. You promote yourself as a spring break destination. And you know that's what's going to happen. So just, buck up and staff up and be prepared for it. But I know this really, this really makes me even a bigger dud. I've never understood the appeal of being that drunk. When you've got a week off or 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever it is away from school, is that what you want to do with it? Is just get so drunk you're vomiting? And I don't get it. I never did get it. But
you want to remember your spring break by credit card receipts and police reports.
Yeah. But it's still... And the other thing is, I know that if you don't go, you're kind of not like everybody else. Man, my goal in life is to not be like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. If that's what everybody's doing, I'm out. So that makes me weird, I guess. Jose, how are you?
I'm good, Frank.
Did you go on spring break and get stupid drunk and do dumb things that you hope your parents would never see you do on video?
Oh, back in the day, yes. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Well, that's a good, honest answer. A lot of people did. And I know I'm the odd one, but I was... quite frankly, if I could have done it, maybe I would have. I just wasn't allowed to. Very, very, very strict upbringing, and that just wasn't going to happen. He didn't do it. What do you have for us today?
Let's see. Goomer.
Goomer.
No.
Surprise.
That's Gomer and Goober's cousin.
Yeah, Goomer.
Goomer.
Google is rumored to be working on a smartwatch. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Apple's filed a patent for one. Not to be outdone, Google, according to recent reports, has indeed started working on a second wearable device.
Oh.
First one, of course, is your Google Glasses.
Hmm.
Apple acquired an indoor location startup company called Wi-Fi Slam. What this is, it's an indoor GPS company that has a mobile app to detect phone users' location inside of buildings. It does it in real time. It's accurate to within 6 feet by using nearby Wi-Fi signals, whether they're free or not. The information, they say, is going to be used to give walking directions inside places like shopping malls, hotels, airports, or subways.
All right, let me take you back about 20 years at least. I don't know if you remember this or not. One of the big supermarket chains in St. Louis, when most people didn't even, when Prodigy was around, okay? Mm-hmm. There was Prodigy and CompuServe. And so, one of the supermarkets had a shopper. It's a shopper's guide on a screen, like a GPS screen on the shopping cart.
Yep.
And it failed. It didn't last long because I'm not sure why. I think it was ahead of its time. Or quite frankly, do you really need a GPS in a grocery store? And you type in like milk, and it would take you, boop, turn left, there's the aisle, here's where that is. Or a particular item, Jif peanut butter. But it didn't last long.
It was probably too focused. I mean, if you're just looking for shopping items, you can ask somebody that's there all the time.
But if you think about it, they were really way ahead of their time.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to a new town and you're trying to navigate, if you go to Chicago, you've never been on the loop down there, you're trying to navigate it, that'll be very helpful.
What else you got?
Celebrations. Happy birthday to the Intel Pentium processor. Any guesses on how old Intel Pentium processor is?
Oh, man.
Around the room, Dan.
I'll say 30 years
old. 35.
I'll say 30.
20.
Whoa!
Oh, it's only 20 years old. It's not even old enough to drink yet. Their first processor was the Pentium 60. It traveled. It processed at 60 megahertz, and right now we're at 3-point-something gigahertz.
And that's one of those companies that used to run commercials. Dun, 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 Intel yeah. Inside. Yeah. And I remember seeing that, going, "What the heck does that mean? Intel in? I didn't even know what that meant. Intel Inside."
Twitter turned 7. It's roughly $10 billion company, has about 200 million users, 400 million tweets per day. Did that in 7 years.
Whoa.
What do all the things I'm about to list have in common? Amazon rakes in around $83,000, while 20 people fall prey to identity theft. 204 million emails are sent. Estimated 150 million of those are spam. 6 million Facebook views, 100,000 tweets posted. YouTube serves up 1.3 million videos while uploading 30 hours worth of video. Google answers 2 million search queries. And the answer is, what happens in 1 minute on the internet?
Wow!
Hmm.
1 minute. Wouldn't you love to see what's in the air? Like, if you could see signals, it would look like cobwebs.
All the information.
It would just be nothing but solid cobwebs of lines of transmission and frequencies and stuff. You forget what's just out there in the air going back and forth that we can't see. I'd love to see that. You think there would be a way to see transmission? I guess not.
It'll be like night vision goggles. You'll have them for a little while and you'll go, okay, what am I looking at? Why do I care to see all this?
Just a bunch of streaks. Is that it?
Yes, please.
Well, no. I have a question real quick.
Dan has a question.
I was looking at one of the big box stores.
Yes.
And there's a laptop. I'm kind of looking around for a laptop. Mm-hmm. $279 for, it's 4 gig and it's 320.
Okay.
Is that a good buy?
Wow, that sounds
320
good.
Is 320 is the hard drive size.
Yeah.
That's not bad. 500 is the average lately. You can get them up to a terabyte and a half. 4 gig of RAM is not bad either. The biggest thing with laptops that you want to pay attention to is the keyboard layout, because they're not standardized.
Mm-hmm.
The keyboards that you have that you plug into computers are all pretty much the same. They're all spaced the same. The keys are mostly in the same place. Manufacturers who make laptops change how and where the layout's going to be. The space bar small, space bar's big. Does the touchpad go to the right? Does it go to the left? Is the shift key tiny?
Mm.
So basically, if you find one that you like and that your hands fit well on, then the price would be the next thing to look at. So, yeah, it's not a bad deal.
That's okay. Actually a huge piece of advice,
yeah.
Because some of the keyboards, you got to move your hands way forward. You can't put them on the edge like you could on the edge of the desk. Years ago, I bought my wife a little, it wasn't a laptop, it was some other designation.
Netbook.
Yeah, netbook. And she wouldn't use it because of the keyboard. As soon as we finally got it home and she sat, she said, this is horrible. And I tried it, and it was weird. You're right. That keyboard's a big deal. Off to the phones we go. We got a couple lines open. If you don't take them, we're going to bail. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Look at them lighten up. Let's go to Paul. Paul, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing today?
I'm good, Paul. What can I do for you?
I'm AM in the PM, by the way.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jose, I have an old iPod, and I have a whole bunch of songs on my library on my computer. But instead of doing a whole song on my iPod, all I want to do is like 10 seconds or 20 seconds of a song and put together something like that. How do I just go about putting a few seconds of a song instead of the whole thing on a CD?
So you want to take the music off your iPod and put it on a CD?
No, I want to take it off my computer and put it on a CD.
Oh, your iTunes should have the ability to export it out to an MP3 file, and then you should be able to burn those. And then, of course, it's going to be the full song, so you're going to have to get yourself an editor.
Well, that's what I mean. How do I get the editor?
I'd go to download.com and look for free music editors. I know they've got a couple up there.
Download.com,
yep.
And look for something free on that.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, great, guys. Thanks a lot for all your help.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you a question. Why do you want 20 seconds of each song?
Well, I want to put together some kind of a trivia thing,
okay.
And where you got to guess the song and you only have, like, a few seconds to do it.
Okay. You know, the other thing you might do is Google and see if somebody has put out a trivia CD of just a couple of bars of songs or just
sure.
A few notes.
Yeah. I understand that, but their music isn't going to be as good as mine.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
What was
okay,
that?
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
What
was
thank
that,
you, Paul.
That show they used to have to guess? I can guess that in six notes.
Name that tune. Yeah. Kathy
host,
Lee Gifford.
She was
yeah.
Kathy Lee Johnson at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's right.
And the host was George DeWitt.
Wow.
Am I not a genius?
George DeWitt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, George DeWitt was the host of
Was Chuck Woolery the host at one point,
He could have
too?
Been a host later, but I do remember her as Kathy Lee Johnson.
Yeah.
And she was a decent singer, and then over the years, she became a worse singer, but she still thinks she's a great singer.
Yeah.
Pat is next. Pat, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Pat. What can I do for you?
I have a question on a TV. I have a 50-inch Dell plasma TV that as we were watching it flickered a couple times and then it went dead.
Yep.
So I don't know if the plasma is done in it.
More likely it's the power supply. Did you purchase it from a local box store or did you order it directly from Dell?
We ordered it directly from Dell, and I heard that you could actually replace the board or the power supply by taking off the back and going to Amazon and repart, but I didn't know.
You can. The first
not.
Thing I do is check with Dell and see if it's under warranty.
Okay, we did, and it's not.
Not under warranty. Second of all, no. They have Dell authorized service centers in the St. Louis area.
Okay.
And although some of them may not, there's other service centers that'll do television repair that aren't Dell authorized, but it'll work on them.
It's a Dell
okay.
TV?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Dell
that.
Plasma. The question is, I'm guessing, but you're probably going to spend as much, if not more, to repair that one. Than to purchase
correct.
A new one.
Correct.
The other thing, Pat, is it could have been a TV that was bought from a hotel. Like a lot of times they remodel, they sell the TV. It could be one of those Chase Park plasmas.
Oh, my God.
Right. Right. Yeah,
that was yeah.
That's
great.
It was great. Go ahead and say it was great.
That was great.
Pat,
that
thank
was
you.
Great.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. Thanks,
all right. Ben, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, real quick, are you guys still giving away those Mizzou Louisville tickets?
No.
Are we?
No, they're
all out. We just got rid of them.
No, we sold the last ones to our scalpers.
Oh, man.
Okay. Hey, real quick, my wife installed Microsoft Word in French. How do I get that back to English, or can I, or am I just going to have to deal with that?
If you will head to the Microsoft site, it's support.microsoft.com.
Yeah.
And then you will pick Office products and then Word, whatever number she installed. They will have
okay.
a frequently asked questions, and one of those questions is how to change the language on the installed
right.
software.
Well, Well, that's the last time I'll leave her unsupervised. I'll tell you what.
Say that again. Thank you, Ben. You know, that happened to me like 3 weeks ago, and I can't remember what it was. It was on my phone, and something came up, and I guess I just, without knowing it, I had, and it was all French. And I thought, what the heck? And then I finally figured, it took a while, but I'll tell you what else is weird. If you watch, if you go to a movie, or sometimes in a crowd of people, if you're in a city, you'll see like an Asian person. We forget that their iPhones have that Chinese keys in writing, and mm-hmm. It looks like a bunch of chicken scratching on there. But I tend to think of everything as American and in English. But no, all that technology is out there with a bunch of Arabic and other languages on it. Let's go to Mark. Oh, Mark from Carbondale. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Mark. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. And hey, guys. Jose, I actually have a Jose question. I was listening to what you said about your wife and the keyboard, because I just told that's why I called in about Dan.
Okay.
I called in to Dan. Jose, can I ask you a question? I've got the generic. I guess I got the French, Scotch, Irish, German, and Ukrainian Mark from Carbondale version. Mm-hmm. I don't have. I have a. It's called a Uniden little tablet, and it works really good. But it doesn't have the reversible camera, so I guess it's just more for teleconferencing. But what can we do, like, for the glass keyboard, other than like buying a separate keyboard? What can you do, like, if you have big fingers? I kind of like my fingernails.
Well, does it have Bluetooth capability?
I think it does.
Okay, if it does have Bluetooth, you can buy Bluetooth-enabled keyboards.
Oh, this is awesome, because you know what, Jose? Can I tell you something?
Go ahead, Mark.
When you get to be my dad's age, 27 years for Sears and Roebuck, and 40 for the school, he can cheap tricks Rick Nielsen's washers and dryers. Let's give Jose a hand, you guys.
Okay, whatever you say, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
You know what? Remember, I'm always going to remember this. I'm going to do that, Jose. Hey, Dan, can I tell you something, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you guys, man, and I'm going to get that baseball book. It's Mom, my dad died. He's in heaven. He's laughing all the way. He loves the 5/5. The last thing he said to me, I kid you not, Frank, he died on the 18th of February. We laid him to rest, his ashes. We flew him to... He's a great football player, anyway, at Crown Hill Cemetery. A lot of great, great heroes. But anyway, he said...
Anyway.
Yes, Louise, from near Festus or something, or Poplar Bluff or something. But real quickly...
No, too late. It's not. Yeah. Can't be quickly.
I'm sorry. Real quickly. Dan said, you tell Frank Opinion, he's AM in the PM.
Wow.
You'll be okay, Mark. You're going to be okay. Keep smiling.
I'll see him
God
when I...
God bless you, guys. God bless you guys. I love you guys.
We'll see your dad down the road. Thank you, Mark.
God bless you guys. And thank you, Jose. If you save me, I'm going to get a Bluetooth. Thank
you,
buddy.
You're quite welcome, Mark. Frank, one thing, every once in a while, folks will get an email, and it asks them to install a different language pack.
Yeah.
You may have seen this. That's the first indication this is a piece of spam.
Ah.
Because they're trying to have you run an install program, and while that install program is running, other things will be going on in the background.
I've never seen it. We're going to get one more call in here before we do. When Mark said the word Uniden, it brought back... So I've not thought of this for years. Dan, you won't... Sorry, PM, but you're too young. Dan, remember the mid-70s, 75, 76, everybody had a CB radio. Everybody had a CB. I had a Uniden CB that instead of regular thing you pick up and press the button and talk with a coily cord, it was a telephone handset, and people thought you had a phone in your car.
With the button on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a CB radio, looked like a telephone.
Yeah.
Man, I thought I was it. Let's get...
If I was in a car with somebody that had it, we'd hold it every time we drove past someone.
Oh, sure.
Like we were on the phone with
especially
something.
Chicks.
Yeah.
They think you had a phone in your car.
Oh, yeah.
We'll close it out with Ken. Ken, say hi to Jose.
Actually, it's Ted.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It's Ken, because that's what Dan typed.
I don't know how I followed that last phone call either.
It's a tough one. What's up, Ted?
I'll say, first of all, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Jose, we bought a laptop computer for my daughter about 4 years ago, and she's now telling us that it only operates when it's plugged into the wall, that the internal battery has died. Is it typical for that to happen that quickly, and is there anything that we can do to replace that?
A, let's go last question first. Yes, there are replacement batteries available for most laptops, and B, 4 years is actually a pretty long time. Normally they fail after two.
Really?
Yeah.
I had one that failed about after 3 years.
Man, I didn't know that.
The problem is they fail quicker if you plug them in and leave them plugged in.
Yeah, you know,
because then it's constantly charging them. If you unplug it and let it drain down and charge it back up, that'll make them live longer.
And to use my laptop, because I couldn't use it, because when I plugged it in, it kept trying to get the battery charged up. I took the battery out and just plugged it in,
right,
and the laptop worked fine.
So, yeah, Ted, there's lots of places you can go to the manufacturer. There's local places, battery stores. You can find batteries for the laptops.
That's awesome. You know what? How much that's going to run?
Should be less than 200. It depends on how popular the model was as to how many batteries they made for it.
Yeah, she's telling me that we should just buy her a new one, but I think she's trying to con me. So.
No kidding.
I will tell you that a new one is going to be by magnitude faster than what she has. In fact, 4 years ago, they had single-core processors. They're up to quad-core, 6-core, 8-core, 10-core processors. Operating systems are running 64-bit. They're running 8 gig of RAM. The hard drive space 4 years ago was 40 or 80 gigabytes. Now it's 320, the one Dan's looking at. And what was yours, Dan? How much?
That was 279.
279, so.
Yeah. I that's what I did. I ended up buying a new laptop because that one was like 3 or 4 years old, and then...
When the battery is half the price, what a computer would be.
Yeah, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
So, just a thought, Ted.
All right, Ted.
Thanks, gentlemen. It was my pleasure.
Well, same here. Thank you very much. There we go. We're out of here. We'll do this again next week. We thank the Auric Home Care Centers. There are 7 of them. They're locally owned and operated, and they sponsor Jose every Monday. If you have a question you didn't get through, here's his email address. It's techquestions@kprs.com. That's techquestions@kprs.com. Give it up, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jose. All right, I have been given the honor of throwing some vehicles at you from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Now, these are pre-owned, and listen very carefully, because my goal is for these not to be on the lot by the end of the business day today at Johnny Landoff. Here we go. We have a 2011. Okay, so let's just call that practically brand new. Silverado Extended Cab LT. It has 22,500 miles on it, or sort of almost broken in. Retail price on it, you can look it up, is $24,275. The Landoff price, $22,500, about $2,000 less than retail. A 2009 Ford Expedition XLT 4x4. Retail. And again, you can go to Kelley Blue Book, NADA, look these things up. Retail on it, $21,725. The Johnny Landoff price, $17,900. So those are our two super-duper pre-owned vehicle specials today, the 2011 Silverado pickup truck and the 2009 Ford Expedition. And I'm sure that if you go to Landoff.com, you can read all about it, as they used to say when the newspaper boys used to stand on the corner. And they are open for business. That snow has not shut them down. They're not a school, okay? They got people to clean all this junk off the cars, and still tremendously low rates for car loans. It's one of the beautiful things about what's going on now, in addition to all the crap that we're going through in this country, is loan rates. If you have my daughter, just for the first time ever, got her credit rating. She had to do something that required they ran a credit report. 792. And she sent me a text, and she says, "Wow, I'm so glad I listened to you when you kept saying, pay your bills, pay your bills, pay your bills." 792 is a tremendous credit rating. And if your rating is perfect, even if it's not, the folks at Landoff will work and help get you financed. So whether it's either one of those pre-owned or any of the other pre-owned on the lot, or something brand new Chevrolet, please, if you're AM and the PM, how could you sleep at night if you don't at least give these folks a shot at your business? Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, Landoff.com.
Time for a look at traffic as we go airborne now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, I guess a lot of people did stay home after all today because there's hardly any traffic out here at all. They've cleared that accident on Highway 270 at 370. The debris on 70 at Lindbergh has been cleared up. You're looking good downtown on all the approaches, looking good on eastbound 5570. And just what I see now on southbound 170, getting just a little bit crowded right at Ledoux, but it seems like it's all moving at the speed limit down through 64. And this traffic report brought to you by Taco Bell. It's happier hour at Taco Bell. Every day from 2 to 5 p.m., get loaded grillers or any medium drink for just a buck. Offer includes any regular freeze, limeade sparkler, or medium soda. At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary, tax extra. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup, no mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252 immediately while supplies last.
He said, see, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of, okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup. But it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last so you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279. 1-800-977-5279. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The fastest-selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone, the Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
Right now on this station, we're offering our best deal ever. Get the Hurricane for an historic price. Now with free shipping. To unlock our best value, just call 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
Bombings, tsunamis, crumbling empires. Are these mere happenings of an aimless planet or trials and judgment from God?
My eyes see what I never wanted to see. It's the end of times.
See why over 1 million social media followers have made controversial Christian evangelist Missoula Ryden's first American book, Heaven is Real, But So is Hell, number one on BarnesandNoble.com. Order now.
Meet Missoula Ryden in person March 25th at 6 p.m. at Barnes & Noble in the West County Mall.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Hi, this is Mike with Broadway Truck Centers. Come see us for all of your commercial truck needs. Oh, by the way, we also have personal trucks as well. Visit us at BroadwayTruck.com.
Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. Find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers at your local Bosch dealer.
Sound like Bob Seger, but I'm not sure.
John Miller.
Ah! Similar. You know the guy who almost made it? His timing was just wrong.
Who's that?
John Cantaloupe Camp.
Oh.
See what I did?
Yeah.
Melon. Cantaloupe. Yeah, you picked up on it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good stuff. On the way, she's in the green room. The imaginary green room, getting all prettied up. Dawn Meadows Dixon. She doesn't have a lot to do that. I hope she can hear me. You think she can hear me saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have the...
get on our good side.
We have the mics turned on.
She's going to have a movie review, and we're going to get to that after I take a moment to just say to all of you who enjoy the yard sale, I hope you enjoyed Saturday morning's yard sale with Paul Warner. 7 to 9 o'clock. It'll be back again next Saturday, as it is every Saturday. The reason I mention it, the sponsor, First Community Credit Union, the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale. You like the yard sale, let the folks at First Community Credit Union know that. Now, where do you bank? Okay. I'm listening. Okay. Okay. I'm sure those are fine places, but they're not First Community Credit Union. There's a great segment on, and again, I watch 60 Minutes, I watch CBS Sunday Morning, and I don't remember which one yesterday did the segment, but it was about credit unions. Did anybody see this? And
yes, the family that had one.
Yes,
yeah.
They have a family credit union, and
only 500
people
are in it. That they have to be traced back to these.
Yeah, you have to prove that you're in the family or married to somebody in the family to belong to the credit union. And they had like 511 members or something,
yeah.
And they literally loan money and have savings for that family. It's a family credit. It was a great story. And they have a little board of who, you know, like they vote on who do we loan the money to? Like cousin Jim needs $500, and they have a little meeting and see what does he need it for, and they think he can make the payments. Okay, and they'll accept or deny. And I'm sure they make some family members mad every once in a while because they turn them down. But it was an interesting story. But it led to the segment actually explaining. Pretty well, I thought, what a credit union was. And a credit union is still, to this day, kind of like a big extended family of people. And they did make a point to say, in the segment, they said a lot of people still don't understand the difference between a credit union and a bank. And they said a bank has shareholders, owners, and it's for profit. It's for those people to make a profit and share the profit. A credit union is not for profit. The profit goes back into the credit union, back so that the members can have plenty of money in case they need to borrow. It was a tremendous segment. And all I could think about while I was watching it was, hey, I hope a lot of people see this and they'll understand the difference and why it's so wonderful to do your banking at First Community Credit Union. And I hope you get a chance to experience that. It's up to you. All you have to do is change where you're doing your banking. Come over where we all do our banking on this show. First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. We nailed it. A brand new opening. Another opening. Another show. Time to talk a little movie talk, courtesy of Ashley Furniture Home Stores. They actually become a full-fledged advertiser this week. We welcome them. The six locations in the St. Louis area: Edwardsville, Illinois; Shiloh, Illinois; South County; West County; Florissant; and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores proudly presents Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Lots of sparkling water in the green room.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
You are treating me so well.
Well, you deserve it.
I don't know what I did to deserve this.
You deserve the royal treatment. We're on, usually, as we always are on Monday, on a short leash.
So okay.
We're going to get right to the movie. Did
we're
you see
get to it?
Real quickly, did you see the Phil Spector thing with Al Pacino on HBO?
I didn't. Did you catch it? There's so much to see on
television
now. I can't keep up with it all.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that good. So what's our movie
Okay,
today?
Ginger and Rosa. Now, this is a film that's been around.
Never heard of it.
I figured that since the fall, it was they thought it was going to get Academy Award consideration. It didn't, but it won a lot of festivals. And this is the story of two teenage girls, best friends, named Ginger and Rosa, who grew up in the 60s in London, and to the backdrop of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it stars, now this is the important part, Fanning, Dakota Fanning's little sister. And she is outstanding in this film. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
No.
Okay. She is a little girl who used to play, like, her sister Dakota Fanning, who got all the attention. She would be the younger version of her in many movies. She started at 3 years old. In this film, she's 14 years old. Her performance, and I thought this, as I was watching it, and I got a screener, so I was watching it, and I was able to watch it in a very, you know, not in a theater, and it a lot of close-ups of her. Her emotion, from happiness to sad to a lot of tragedy in this film, is so unbelievable. I think she is one to watch. She's a young Meryl Streep. We are going to see this girl win. And so I love this story. It was intriguing. The way it was shot was beautifully shot. The music is great. Rock and roll, the big band, Gershwin. Love the Gershwin. They open and close with that. But the best thing about it is the performance of this young girl. And she plays opposite another young girl who is actually introduced in this film, who's the daughter of Jane Campion, who is a famous director. Together, they're wonderful.
How old is this girl, Fanning?
How old is she? 14. Yeah. And this is what's so intriguing, because I have 14-year-olds. The fact that she can take, and she can have such real, authentic emotion on her face, is I'm in awe of her talent. I just think that she doesn't overplay it, she doesn't underplay it, she hits the mark each time. At 14 years old, she's already made 38 films.
What?
So I hope she doesn't burn out too early. They need to pace her. And I actually think she's a better, I don't want to say better than her sister. Her sister is, what, 3 or 4 years, maybe even more than that, older than she is.
I don't know.
But she is outstanding. It also stars Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. She plays Joan, the well-endowed secretary.
Yeah.
Yes, it does very well. Annette Bening is in this film. Oliver Platt, who's a great character actor. So it's an interesting film. It's different, but it's one well worth seeing, I think.
All right, it's called Ginger and Rosa.
And what's for the performance, if nothing else.
What's the Fanning girl's first name?
L. Fanning.
L, just like E-L-L-E?
E-L-L-E.
Okay. Ginger and Rosa, how many?
3 1/4.
That's pretty good. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan, everybody.
All right, we'll talk more on Thursday, I guess.
Okay, bye.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody. Never heard of this movie.
No.
Ginger and Rosa. What is it with those kids, like Fanning's and the Culkin kids and all that? I mean, it's just in their genes, I guess, that they can act. Except Macaulay Culkin couldn't act. He was horrible. The worst kid act I've ever seen. And then those Baldwin brothers, you know.
Right.
And all of them, they're actors. And then you had Bridges, the dad, Lloyd, and then Bo and Jeff Bridges. I guess sometimes it's just, it's in the DNA or something. We're going to have a playhouse coming up here and a great cold weather joke. Because we're not supposed to be wanting to get out of St. Louis this time of year. A year ago today, it was like 76 degrees.
I know.
You know that? And so it's supposed to be spring. I have the perfect joke about getting out of the cold somewhere warm. So that's coming up in the Playhouse. Here's what's coming up now. An invitation to try a new beer. It's only new if you haven't tasted it. And if you've tasted it, I'm going to guess you've tasted it more than once, because this American Patriot beer, if you like it, and I think you will, it will become your new beer. Beer drinkers, coffee drinkers, cigarette drinkers, brand loyal. You find the one you like. Dan, you don't smoke regular cigarettes anymore, do you?
No.
What did you smoke?
I smoked Marlboro Ultralights.
And that's all the time you'd go buy the same cigarette?
Yeah, but yeah. Now I don't. Now I buy a generic type of brand.
Yeah, Peon, what do you smoke?
Marlboros.
Yeah, see? You didn't say, well, sometimes I smoke Marlboro, sometimes I smoke Winston's. No, Marlboro. Same thing with beer, same thing with coffee. We're going to ask you to break that habit, because whatever that beer is that you're drinking, and maybe it's the beer you drink because when you started drinking it, it was out of loyalty to the fact that it used to be an all-American beer. 100% American. That's what got you started. Well, if that was your reason, you can dump it and go to American Patriot, because it's not all American anymore, but American Patriot is. 100% American. Conceived here, brewed here, bottled here, packaged here. American Patriot. And more important than all that, it's just good beer. It's nice and clean and fresh and crisp and no aftertaste, not bitter. Comes in regular, comes in light. Pick up a couple of six packs, one of each, and then you be the judge. I'm guessing you got yourself a new beer. And if it's not a matter of picking it up and taking it home, but more of ordering it when you're out to eat or stopping off to meet somebody after work for a drink if they don't have it, look at them like they're crazy. What? Seriously, go, I must have misheard you. You don't have American Patriot beer? And you call yourself a, and then fill in the blank, restaurant, tavern, grocery store, supermarket. Make them feel stupid. They'll get it. Everybody eventually is going to have to make the move, because people like American Patriot beer, and I think you will too. AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
It's time for a check on traffic. Now here's Tim Weiland.
And traffic is pretty much non-existent on the main highways, but we do have a couple isolated incidents. Westbound 270, a little west of 111, a report of a car fire. On northbound 67 at the Lewis Bridge, there is an accident. We're trying to get up there, but wouldn't you know it, the one place we have to go, there's a pretty bad snow shower going on now. It might keep us from it. Southbound 270 on the ramp to westbound 70, someone got into the ditch there, and they are working to get that car out. So that ramp is just partially blocked, but hardly any traffic going through it. And down at Jefferson County in the Arnold area, Vogel west of Richardson Road, we've got a vehicle crash there. This traffic report brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
If your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue, it can keep you up at night.
You wonder how much it will cost to get it fixed. Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work? Will they do what they say?
Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. You can be assured the friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and find a solution that makes you happy. They do high-quality work backed by an industry-leading warranty. Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. If you're unsure if your home has had hail damage, call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors at 314-932-1042 for a no-obligation estimate. That's 932-1042, or see their website at TessonRoofing.com for customer testimonials and a gallery of their work. Don't wait for rainy weather to tell you that you have a big problem. Tesson Roofing and Exteriors. You'll feel good inside when we work outside.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at MoSafeGas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
Mizzou Athletics on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Clevland.
Hello, everybody.
Happy Sunday.
You too, Bill.
Well, the Dominican Republic won the World Baseball Classic.
All right.
Looked like a World Series champions team. Oh, for God's sake. Let me try that again. Oh, yeah. Joe Hipperson syndrome. It looked like a World Series championship team, only with fewer Dominicans. Thank you. Wow. Yeah. Well, Judge Judy is being sued. At least there should be absolutely no trouble finding a jury of her peers, 12 other annoying TV judges. And hey, somebody in New Jersey won that $338 million Powerball lottery. Interestingly, your odds of winning were better than getting fewer than eight wrong in this year's NCAA tournament bracket. And finally, this afternoon.
Oh, he stored up. He saved up for the good one. Get ready. Buckle up.
Well, over the weekend, President Obama was almost stranded as his limousine broke down in Israel. Thankfully, he was able to just throw a saddle on John Kerry.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah, in horse
rode,
race.
Yeah. Rode on into Tel Aviv. Yeah. The Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. See ya.
Did you see the footage of that car on the flatbed?
No.
That presidential limo, that 20,000-pound bulletproof, that thing should never fail to run start. Honest to goodness. Hey, we got a great get-out-of-the-cold-weather joke for you. This is no joke. I get it, but the joke is good, so stick with us. 5 o'clock.